the disciples gathered in the upper room. This evening, we remember and reflect on the events that transpired on the night before our Lord's crucifixion, when he instituted the Lord's Supper and demonstrated his love for us by washing his disciples' feet. As we contemplate these sacred hours, let us recognize the ongoing work of Christ among us, serving us through the office of the holy ministry and the compassionate actions of all his followers. In the Gospel of John, we read the account of Jesus washing the disciples' feet, a profound act of humility and service. By doing so, Jesus set an example for his disciples and for us, teaching us that to follow him means to serve others with the same love and humility he showed us. In this act, Christ showed his desire to be known as the one who serves, not only in washing his disciples' feet, but also through his life, death, and resurrection, the one who comes to serve. At that time, foot washing was a task typically reserved for the lowliest of servants. Yet Jesus, the very Son of God Almighty, lowered himself before his disciples and performed this humble service for them. In doing so, he showed them that no act of service is beneath the dignity of a follower of Christ, and that true greatness in the kingdom of God is found in humility and selflessness. Anyone who denies this service, denies this office, Christ sharply rebukes, as we hear in his words with Peter. The scene of servitude also foreshadows the great act of service that Jesus was about to perform, his sacrificial death on the cross. As he washed the dirt and grime from his disciples' feet, he was preparing to cleanse them and all of humanity from the stain of sin through his blood. Thus, the foot washing serves as a powerful symbol of the depth of Christ's love and the lengths to which he would go to save us. God be praised. Christ's office is an office of service. Through his office, the office of the holy ministry that he bestowed upon his apostles and has been passed down to us from generation to generation, this office Christ continues to serve us today. Through it, he serves us today. He is present among us as his word is preached and taught, offering forgiveness, hope, and guidance for our lives. The Holy Spirit's opening of the scriptures and teachings found in the confessions of the church throughout history underscore the centrality of the Word of God in our lives and the importance of Christ's ongoing work of faithful preaching and teaching. Through baptism, Christ washes our bodies and our souls. And he sprinkles our consciences clean. He births us anew and brings us into the household of God, not as slaves or servants, but as sons and daughters of the King. Baptism is not merely a symbolic act, as many would presume, but is a means through which God imparts to us forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, not because we'd like it to be so, but because of the promises and the words of God that declare it so. In the Lord's Supper, Christ nourishes us. He serves us with his very body and blood from Calvary, thus strengthening our faith and reminding us of his unending love and all-sufficient sacrifice for us. As we partake of this holy meal, we partake of his divine love, his forgiveness, his life, and salvation. We are united with Christ and with one another as living members of his own body. These are the duties of the office. the office of the holy ministry. But these also include pastoral care, as pastors are called to shepherd their congregations, providing spiritual guidance and support in times of joy and sorrow, doubt and uncertainty. Repentant sinners we forgive, but the unrepentant, their sins we retain. We minister to the sick and to the dying. We admonish and encourage people to a lively confidence in Christ and in holy living. At all times, we strive to maintain a constant and ready ministry centered in the gospel, promising that our preaching, our teaching, and the administration of the sacraments will be done in conformity with the Holy Scriptures and the confessions of the Church of all times and all places. But Christ's service to us does not end in the office of the ministry, as if pastors alone did the work of God. He also works through each one of us, calling us to be His hands, His feet, His mouthpieces in a dark and dreary world. As we have been shown compassion and mercy through Christ's sacrifice on the cross, we are called to extend that same compassion and mercy to others. In this way, we become channels of God's grace, His strength flowing through us to others in need. As Christians, we are part of the priesthood of all believers, a central teaching to the Lutheran faith, if you didn't know it already. This doctrine, this teaching, it emphasizes that all of us, regardless of our roles in church and society and the home, we are all called to serve God and participate in His work. We are all equipped by the Holy Spirit with unique gifts and talents which we are called to use in service to God and neighbor. Our acts of service may take many forms, from caring for the sick and the needy to supporting one another in times of crisis, from advocating for godly justice and peace to stewarding God's creation, from seeking to restore a brother caught in his sins to welcoming the most heinous of criminals to sit as a brother in a pew right next to us. Perhaps they're catching him now. In all of these ways, we seek to live out the love and compassion of Christ, not to earn our salvation, but as a grateful response to the grace we have already received through faith in His name. As we commemorate the events of Maundy Thursday, which include the washing, the institution of the supper, Christ's betrayal, right? Let us gladly embrace the call to be servants, following the example of our Savior. Jesus Himself taught us, "Whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be your slave. Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many." Matthew 20. Our acts of service are not means of earning God's favor or proving our worthiness, or that we have faith, or that we prove to ourselves that we're saved. No. They are an expression of the love and gratitude that flow from faith, from newborn hearts transformed by the gospel and the confidence of our salvation through the means by which God gives it. As the Apostle Paul wrote, "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." Galatians 5. Beloved, as Christ serves us through the holy ministry and through our fellow believers, let us also serve one another and the world around us, bearing witness to that sacrificial love and compassion of our Savior. As we do so, we will find that the love of Christ truly transforms lives. It unites us together and causes us to flourish in faith, in hope, and love that abounds. The world around us is full of division. It's full of strife, suffering, all kinds of wrongdoing. But as followers of Jesus, we are called to be the humble representatives of His healing, His reconciliation, His hope to a dying world, and righteousness for those who are guilty. By serving others in Christ's steadfast meekness, we can help to bridge divides, mend broken relationships, bring comfort to those in need, and show fellow sinners the more excellent way, the way of God's love. As Jesus said on this very night, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, so that you also love one another." Keeping this commandment is how we participate in the ongoing work of God's kingdom, which Jesus brought forth through His life, death, and resurrection. What is it? We love each other. Let us pray. Almighty God, on this Maundy Thursday, you bring us together to remember and cherish the love and service of our Lord Jesus Christ, who selflessly offered His life for our ransom. Through your divine visitation, you guide us to follow His path, empowering us to serve others with humility and to spread His compassion and mercy throughout the world. As you work within us, you allow us to experience the boundless depths of Christ's love that surpass all understanding, granting us the strength and courage to serve in His sacred name. We are grateful for your love, O Father, for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, which you so lavishly and richly pour out upon us. Amen.
Back there working, so.
Oh, yeah, she is, isn't she?